Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, upgrading windows to help curb appeal and keep homes efficient. More at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, May 20th. I'm Ala Kaziz. Measles was eliminated in the United States 25 years ago. Now it's back in the news as hundreds of cases are reported around the country. Many St. Louis area residents are wondering how they can stay safe from the contagious virus.
What is worrisome is the risk of an outbreak in an under-vaccinated area, and that's something that's worried public health officials and other doctors.
St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentem speaks with our editor, Brian Moline, to address questions about measles. That's coming up on The Gateway. Tornado sirens did not sound in St. Louis during the extreme weather Friday because of a human failure, according to St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentem reports many residents said they did not hear the warning signs meant to keep residents safe.
The tornado killed 5 people and damaged or destroyed thousands of buildings on the city's north side. Spencer says someone made a mistake. They didn't trigger the tornado sirens after the National Weather Service issued a tornado warning around 2:30 p.m. Spencer says outdated protocols meant there was confusion over who was responsible for the alerts.
At the end of the day, this was a failure. Again, I'm taking full responsibility to make sure that moving forward, the protocol that is in place from this point forward is absolutely crystal clear.
The city's tornado sirens are meant to alert people outside to take shelter. The day before the tornado, the city mounted a test to vet new sirens. I'm Sarah Fentem, St. Louis Public Radio.
After an EF3 tornado did $1 billion in damage to St. Louis, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley says it's time for insurance companies to fulfill their obligations. Hawley says he's not heard any reports of St. Louis residents getting denied claims, but he says he's heard constituents already having some trouble getting adjusters out. The senior Missouri senator says he's written every major insurance company already.
To the insurers in this state, to State Farm, to Allstate, to all of the insurers in the state, you need to pay out your claims. You're making lots of money, and you've made a lot of money on these people. It's time now to pay out their claims in full.
Hawley chairs the Senate subcommittee that oversees federal disaster relief and recently panned insurance companies at a Capitol Hill hearing. Leaders in St. Louis County say they're trying something new to help find homes impacted by the tornado that touched down in Clayton and tore a path through the city of St. Louis on Friday. It's an AI program that takes information from the National Weather Service and identifies the specific path of storms. Michelle Ryan is the county's Director of Emergency Management. She says if not for the technology, it would have taken them days to find people from the old-fashioned way.
It finds the path and then downloads for us in a spreadsheet all of the addresses in that path. So when the assessors from FEMA show up on Wednesday, that's the list they're going to get.
County leaders say they won't know how much financial damage the county sustained until the Federal Emergency Management Agency arrives in St. Louis this week. More than half of the county had its power restored by Monday night. St. Louis Public Schools says it will keep schools open for the rest of the week while displaced families figure out next steps after Friday's tornado. STLPR's Hiba Ahmed stopped by the district's aid distribution event.
In downtown, SLPS staffers are helping families gather supplies.
They have gauze, bandages, masks, so you should probably get a couple of these. Mm-hmm.
The room is packed with brand new shoes, clothing, hygiene kits, and some activities for students. An SLPS administrator says it's likely that a few hundred families have been impacted by the storm, given the turnout at the event and calls from the district's social workers. That includes April Boyd, who has 2 children in the district.
I went to go pick up my kids when I heard it go off on my phone, you know, and we were in the car the whole 5 minutes. And then once the tornado was over, the lights came on and we just saw the aftermath.
SLPS encourages families to get in touch with their students' schools or the central office for additional support. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
Restaurant and business owners along Del Mar between Union and Kings Highway Boulevards have a lot of work cut out for them over the next few weeks. Many lost entire businesses after Friday's EF3 tornado blew across St. Louis. As St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports, one restaurant owner says the community needs more resources from the city.
Ben Parima is sweeping glass and other debris inside of Esca Restaurant. There are empty bottles of wine and boxes on the floor and dishes stacked on the bar and kitchen countertop. Parima is the owner of Benjelina Hospitality Group, which runs Esca Restaurant and others. He and his employees have been cleaning up at all of his restaurants on Del Mar. One, Olio, is completely destroyed, and he's asking officials for more resources.
We need the city to help us with those big trash. I think those need to be deployed on every block because all this debris is going to have to go somewhere.
Parimba says he's fortunate to be able to rebuild, but is worried that his neighbors won't be able to. In North St. Louis, I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Several households and businesses in Granite City also saw major tornado damage last week. Mayor Mike Parkinson says the city doesn't have an official tally of how many buildings sustained damage. Madison County Emergency Management says at least 6 homes are uninhabitable. In addition to the houses and businesses, a school's gym roof peeled off during the EF3 tornado. Parkinson says it could have been much worse.
Thank God that we didn't have one single death from the storm. We're cautiously, optimistically hoping that the next wave coming through will not cause further destruction. But, you know, we're going to do everything we can to get everybody back to normal as soon as possible.
Ameren, Illinois' map shows more than 300 Granite City residents are still without power. Parkinson says he's expecting today's rain will slow down the city and county's cleanup efforts. The measles virus is back in the news a quarter century after federal health officials declared it eliminated in the U.S. What started out as a handful of measles cases in Texas has increased to more than 1,000 nationwide. Officials have reported several cases in Missouri and southern Illinois. St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Moline spoke with health reporter Sarah Fentum about how people can protect themselves and their loved ones.
All right, Sarah, I think most of us have heard of measles, but can you tell us exactly what it is and why we're hearing so much about it right now?
Measles is a very, very contagious virus. And the reason why you're hearing about it right now is that after years of having very minimal measles cases in the United States, we're seeing multiple outbreaks around the country, and more than 1,000 people have gotten sick with the measles. If you're unvaccinated, especially, measles can be really serious. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, something like 1 in 10 of every person that's been infected this year has had to be hospitalized. And so it can be extremely serious. It can cause things like brain swelling, pneumonia, and in some cases, people can even die from measles.
So how can people stay protected?
Number one thing that everybody tells me is vaccination is the way to prevent getting sick with measles. The measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is 93% effective with one dose. And then once you get the second dose of that vaccine, it becomes 97% effective for the measles. And then if you're not vaccinated, you can get something called post-exposure prophylaxis, which can be a shot of the vaccine shortly after you're exposed. And that also can be something called immunoglobulin, which is a shot or an IV that can also keep you safe if you have been exposed to the measles and haven't been vaccinated. But there's no antiviral treatment for measles. That's why doctors say it's so important to get vaccinated.
So it sounds like everybody needs to be vaccinated, but who especially is at risk and when should people get vaccinated?
Health officials say everybody needs to get vaccinated. Most young kids get their first dose of the vaccine around 12 to 18 months old, and then the second around when they start kindergarten, when they're around 5 or 6. Kids under 12 months don't usually get the vaccine. It is possible for a baby to get it if they are over 6 months old. And so if you're traveling to a place where measles is circulating, or if you're otherwise at high risk of getting measles, talk to your pediatrician about getting a baby older than 6 months a vaccine. Amanda Brzozowski at the County Health Department has told me that once you get those two doses, you're good to go. The measles vaccine doesn't wear off over time like other vaccines.
If you were vaccinated as a child, and you know you were vaccinated and you have your vaccine record, you do not need another dose of vaccine. The dose that you got was good enough.
The only exception to that is if you got a vaccine before the mid-1960s, you might talk to your doctor about getting another dose because that vaccine was slightly different and might not be as effective.
How worried should we be about these current outbreaks?
So far, measles does not appear to be spreading in Missouri in the same way it is in places like Texas. We've had 3 cases so far reported in Missouri, but all of those are isolated cases and they don't appear to have spread. Vaccination rates, though, in Missouri have started dropping. That's really who needs to be worried, is people who have not gotten the vaccine. Once measles is introduced into those pockets and can spread more, what health officials say is if you've been vaccinated, you don't need to be worried individually. What I would say is what is worrisome is the risk of an outbreak in an under-vaccinated area. And that's something that's worried public health officials and other doctors.
All right. Sarah Fenton covers health for us here at St. Louis Public Radio. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Our Tracy Tung edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Arla Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.